Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'm so excited to be here with you for the next hour. Of course, this is our first show of the new year, so I would like to wish all of our listeners a very healthy, happy, and healing 2014. And I certainly hope that winter is going to be kind to us over the next couple of months. We've had such a recent deep freeze, most of the country has. I think we're all ready for spring. I know I am. Anyway, we hope that all of our listeners are warm and toasty tonight. We've got a great show coming up for you this evening. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Renata Santarelli. She will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. But first, we have just a couple of quick updates about our Holidays Past events. First, our raffles for the events that were held in December have been drawn. The winners have been notified. You can actually see everything posted up on our event page, so you don't need to call the office to find out who the winners are. And as some of you might know, two of our annual events, these are the December Holidays events, Holiday Past, they had to be rescheduled due to weather issues, and we do have new dates for those. Holidays Past in Pompton Lakes is now scheduled for January 18th, so that's coming up this weekend. And Oceanside Holidays Past event has now been rescheduled for February 28th, and there are still seats available for both of these events. So please go to the website. You can find us at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. for more information about all upcoming events. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Now, if you've joined us before, you'll know that on the third Thursday of every month, we bring you our Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life Radio. All of the mediums who are guests on this show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. So if you're thinking of having a mediumship reading, you can go to the website. Once again, it's foreverfamilyfoundation.org. You will find a list of all the mediums there that have been tested and certified through the foundation. And, of course, they come onto the show here to both share their knowledge with us and also, to bring through messages for those of you who call in. Tonight we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. You can reach us here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. The number, once again, 1-888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So, on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Renata Santarelli, and she's not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Renata is also a healer. She's a Reiki master and a matrix energetics practitioner. She's also a grief facilitator, and I've got to tell you, she's no stranger to radio. She's been a radio host herself for many years. So we're really, really happy to start off the year with her. Let's get her on the air. Hi, Renata. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Doreen. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I am, too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's going to be a great year.
Year coming up, I'm sure. Lots of things happening on the world stage, lots of things happening in our personal lives. It's a little bit of a challenging time, I think, right now for a lot of people, you know, and we just got finished with our holiday time. So tell me what's going on with you. I know that you have a couple of new projects in the works. Tell me a little bit about what you're up to.
Okay, I have a couple of projects. The one project that I'm really excited about relaunching again this year. I took some time off of radio to take care of a couple things I needed time to finish doing. You know how those projects are. And that is my Straight to Your Core program.
Right.
It's actually a program. It's all about one's personal perception, reflection, and projection of themselves and how we all truly feel about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the Straight to the Core program truly was born or came to life throughout my desire to really start living my life to its fullest potential.
Right.
I was at a point where I was just tired of existing in life and unable to see positive improvement or results in the way I felt about myself. And even though I had attended many workshops and tried many different things, I just felt that there was something more. There had to be a simpler way.
Right.
And I was realizing that a lot of the issues I myself had experienced in my own life needed to be addressed, healed, and let go. You know, I think a lot of people, they have a perception or form an opinion about mediums that everything is just cotton candy in our lives, and that's really not the case.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I think most mediums understand that also. You know, mm-hmm. we actually have real things happening in our lives. We have, mm-hmm. you know, it's no different than anyone else.
No, we have a duality. We are, I'm Renata the person, the medium, I'm Renata the wife, the mother, as you are, Doreen. And so I just kept searching for years and years. And so through this, because of my background and the way I grew up, I came from a very dysfunctional, abusive home. And I just got to the point where there had to be something more. So I took some time off radio to revamp the program. And truly, something that I really have found in my research and my study, and I've conducted test groups and held the program and asked people's input, the thing that kept coming up, the number one thing was that everyone felt unable to deal with their human emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And in actuality, our human emotions is what we're really here in the physical life to experience. It's kind of what separates us, but also connects us to the other side or the spirit world.
Right, yes, of course it does. Mm-hmm.
So, and it kept coming to me that I have nothing against 12-step programs, but everything I was attending, I wasn't getting. It wasn't working for me. So I felt I was blocked with that, and so the Straight to the Core is really a proactive program that addresses each person's individual, unique self-perceptions, reflections, and projections.
Wow, I love that. I love that, mm-hmm. because I think so many people can relate to that, you know. Everyone has a lot happening in their lives. And in addition to that, look at all the losses we all have. People mm-hmm. lose, you know, their loved ones through death. They also, we have other losses in our lives, losses through divorce, other types of losses. So, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people can relate to your Straight to the Core program.
Yeah, I think they can too. And it also connects to the grief, the unresolved grief. Mm-hmm. You know, I continue to find myself allowing my fears and my unresolved issues of grief to be the director of my life. I also was discovering that I was allowing other people's needs to become a crutch for myself and for others.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really living my life, denying myself to feel and know that I was worthy of all of my hopes, wishes, and dreams. And I was keeping myself from that freedom to live into my full potential and doing the work that I want to do. So it's kind of interesting. You know, grief always comes around in various areas, you know,
mm-hmm.
as you mentioned.
It does.
Divorce.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we go through a health issue, the loss of a pet, the financial issues. And it's all about, again, that thing called human emotions and the way we process. I also feel in society today that people are becoming more and more emotionally disabled
mm-hmm.
because we don't know how to deal with the emotions. And the first thing, I was a former teacher, the first thing to do with a child that's a little bit hyperactive is let's medicate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So there's no creativity or freedom.
Yeah,
or,
you bring up
you know,
a great,
energy.
Great point with that. You know what? I want to hear a little bit more about this, but we're mm-hmm. going to take a really short break.
Wonderful.
And when we come back, we're going to speak a little bit more with Renata. And then we're going to go to the phone lines. So we'll be opening up the lines to callers. If you have a question for us, Or if you'd like to receive a connection with Spirit, just give us a call here at 1-888-627-6008. And just stay with us. We will be right back.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Renata Santarelli. Hi, Renata.
Hello, Doreen.
I heard from a little birdie that you have a book in the works. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I do. It's quite amazing how this book has come about. The name of the book is A Medium's Diary, Messages of Love, Forgiveness, Healing, and Peace.
Oh, I like that.
And it came about in, again, we were talking about duality before. I am a medium, but I'm also a person. And when I lose a loved one, I go through the same grieving process. And it's difficult. It's one of life's experiences that we're all going to go through. And then in every reading that I've done from the beginning when I started many years ago, always, the one thing that loved ones who have crossed over always want me to emphasize and stress to the sitter, the person receiving the reading, is the most important message is they want you to hear or us to heal, to feel and know is the following, that they love us, that we don't need to ask for forgiveness. They ask us to forgive ourselves and to let go of any guilt, and to love ourselves enough to do that. And because they do understand our pain, they are watching, you know, over us. They want us to stop existing and to go on living. They will greet us when it's our time, and to have healing, and to have peace in our life.
Yeah, I love that. I can't wait for this book to come out. I'm really excited about that. So is the plan for this hopefully by the end of this year, or did you have a time frame on this?
Yes, it's hopefully at the end of this year, and it takes the readers through my personal experience with, say, when I had to make the decision to take a loved one off life support, my guilt. And then I end up doing a reading for someone that's going through that. And so through my readings for others, I also receive my own messages in healing.
Oh, I love that.
So
that's
it's
awesome.
The sitter's story, the spirit story, the medium story, and then Renata, the person story.
Wow, that is very cool. I really like that. Okay, so we've got a bunch of callers holding.
Wonderful.
I'm
excited.
So we're going to open up our phone lines, and before we take our first caller, I just want to mention quickly that our lines do tend to light up pretty quick, and so we're going to try to get to as many people as we can. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air and you would like to have a connection to spirit, all we really want is your first name, and I might even ask you where you're calling from, because most of us as mediums, we do like to hear your voice, just briefly. It actually helps us to anchor into your energy and also into the energy of your loved ones, okay? But try not to give us any information up front. Don't tell us who you want to hear from. Actually, the less we know, the better. We would rather have spirit guide us as to what you need to hear and who you need to hear from. So we're going to start getting our callers on the air. Just tell us if you would like a quick little mini reading. Or, of course, if you have a question for us instead, we'll be happy to take your question. So let's go to our first caller. I think we have Diane on the line from California. Diane, are you with us?
That's right. This is Diane in California.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling us from?
California.
You're in California. Okay. Did you
near Berkeley.
In Berkeley. Okay. Did you have a question for us, or would you like a connection to spirit?
I'd like a connection, please.
Okay. So I'm going to hand it over to Renata.
Okay. Hi, Diane. I'm a Cali girl, too, but I'm not there now. I live in the South. Thank you for calling in. Diane, with you, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you had three significant losses in the last 2.5 years? Because I am picking up three energies that are trying to come in for you. Does that make any sense to you?
Maybe not in that short a time, but
Okay. Well, I have the three, because a lot of people are trying to push through. I have a female very strong, a very strong female that's trying to come in for you. And I'm feeling, she's making me feel that she had issues breathing. I'm just feeling so much love for you, but I have a male that's coming in, and then this third one. Let me see who's going to go first here. Would your mother be crossed over?
Yes.
Okay, your mother is coming in very strongly, and she says you were making sure you were getting on this show tonight. She was helping you out. Did your mother have issues with her lungs and breathing towards the end of her transition?
I think all her systems shut down.
She was shutting down. She was dealing with quite a bit of issues. And is there a connection with your mother to the month of March? Or to you in particular?
My birth month is March.
Okay, so happy early birthday. It's not that far away. And also, do you know the name Charles connected to your mother or to you?
No.
Okay, that's okay. She's saying it's there. And the Christmas has just passed, and I don't know if you had a really difficult time this holiday, and if you yourself are dealing with some of your own health issues or somebody close to you is dealing with health issues.
Maybe, and I wasn't aware of it.
Okay, because she wants me to acknowledge that. Okay, she wants me to acknowledge that there is something going on within the family or somebody else with health issues that is going to be okay. She's a very very fast speaker. She's trying to give me all this information. Mm-hmm. The holidays, I feel, was very, Christmas is very difficult for you as well. She's just making me feel like you've been rather down.
I wonder if this is a message for someone else. It doesn't seem like that it...
was somebody else in your family? You have children?
No.
Okay. Well, I have to give you what I'm getting, but she was really with you. I'm sorry, I can't hardly hear you.
There seems to be an interruption in the connection sometimes when I speak.
Yes, because I'm getting some kind of feedback. But I am picking up your mother very strongly. She's with you a lot. She wanted to wish you a happy early birthday. But I still have to stick with that there might be something going on health-wise with somebody else in your family. Doreen, are you getting anything?
Yeah, I think, you know, they tend to watch over us very oftentimes, and because they know everything that's happening here. And also, I'm feeling with your... I have to agree with Renata. I feel like your mom is actually the strongest energy around you in spirit. And I also feel as though there was a lot going on with her before her passing, both a drain on her energy I was picking up, and also I feel like her body was compromised in more than one place. She was dealing with more than one health issue, we'll say, or more than one physical issue. So it was really a tremendous drain on the energy, you know? And I feel as though her passing was actually very gentle, but there was a lot of things kind of leading up to that. Do you understand that, Diane?
Yes.
Okay. But Mom, I think, is the strongest around you. I actually think you've got quite a few people around. Renata was picking up on three. I also pick up on quite a bit of older energy around you. So, you know, your mom would be older energy, but I feel like you have others in spirit that are above you, older. But I thank you so much for calling in this evening. I know these are very, very short little mini readings. We have so many people on hold, and we want to try to get to as many callers as we have. But please know that your loved ones are always with you. Please know that they do see us, they do hear us, and they always love us. Love is forever. Always remember that. And thank you so much for calling in. Be well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so let's get to someone else. I believe we have Cindy on the phone calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Cindy?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi there. Yes, I can hear you. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like a little mini reading?
I would love a mini reading. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. I'll turn it over to Renata.
Okay. Dorian, I'm going to let you turn it over because with her, I have an echo going on in my ear.
Is this better?
Oh, much better. Thank
there
you.
Go.
Because you sounded 10,000 miles away. There we go. Thank you, Cindy.
Okay.
How are you this evening? Okay. A little mini read. Are you in the middle of making a career transition, or you just have?
No.
Okay. Are you needing to make a career
No.
Thing. Okay. I'm just getting a lot of career stuff going on around you right now. Okay. I want to ask you. Do you know the name Michael?
No.
No. Okay. I'm not connecting with you. Don't know why this is. Hold on, just a minute. Dorian, I'm going to let you take this for right now. I need to have another energy push back.
Okay.
You know how I feel like I'm being held hostage from the first caller's mother still. Hold on.
Okay.
That happens.
Cindy, I'm actually getting a lot of male energy around you in spirit. And I feel like there's also a younger energy. So this would be below you. Did you lose someone close to you that would be considered younger than you?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I also feel strong male energy there, but there's more than one. I feel like one male energy is actually kind of in your generation, maybe to your side. The other one is younger. Do you understand? Is there a son in spirit for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think that's he's the reason that you're on the phone tonight. We get so many calls on this show, and only so many people can get through, you know, because we have so many lines. But I also feel, just like the first caller, I think our loved ones actually help us, and I feel as though your son is working almost overtime to kind of give you signs and signals that he's actually been around you.
Can I ask a question here?
Yes, sure.
Because, you know, I wrote one down, and that was one of the questions I asked in my mind, because so many of my friends, I'm with a lot of grieving groups, and they seem to get so many signs from their children, and I feel left out.
Okay. Never
normal.
Feel, yeah, never feel left out because,
okay.
let me tell you something. It's not because your son's not around you. It has more to do, just like us as mediums, it really has kind of more to do with our perceptive senses. And, you know, imagine on any given day how many things you have going on. It's really kind of hard to focus on that beautiful, subtle energy in spirit that really wants to communicate with us because, you know, your mind's in a million places
mm-hmm.
and you're doing lots
okay.
of things. Your son, is there... Does he have a Robert connection or a connection to like a Rob or Robert name, or maybe it's Bob or Bobby?
No, he doesn't.
Did he have a friend by that name or like
no,
somebody that
no.
he hung with? Or
No.
Okay, that name is connected somewhere. Yeah. Usually when I get names, it's either
okay,
to
I'll write
you
it down.
Or...
That's a new one, a real new one, okay?
Okay.
So, but I'll write it down.
Okay. And Renata, did you want
maybe
to
you want
to
well, I wanted to say, with your son, did he pass away unexpectedly?
Yes.
Like it was a big shock?
Yes.
And he's saying, you know, he has a very, he actually, I have to share this with you, the other mother that was on the first caller, he was trying to, because it's kind of funny how they work, but anyway, he was making sure. I must say with you, he's telling me, and I've done a, Mom, you feel cheated because you didn't have that one last time. But he says, I keep giving you the different signs that come from me,
mm-hmm.
but you keep dismissing them. You're looking for these
grandiose
things.
Wow.
But he says, you keep dismissing, and he'll show you, even if it's a flicker of a candle,
mm-hmm.
you'll ask him to do things, and it's not the way you're expecting it. But
right.
then his personality was so... loving, so full of energy. I mean, listen to my voice. He's
mm-hmm.
going to come in and knock your socks off. But he's like, I've been trying, Mom, but you're not having faith. You keep dismissing me.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Well,
and also, did somebody
surprised.
In your family just have a birthday? Was there a celebration
mm-hmm.
dinner or something you have been recently at?
Mm-hmm.
A dinner or something? With
I'm
other people.
Think. I mean, it could have been my husband's my anniversary.
Okay.
It was pretty low key. But,
mm-hmm. Oh, okay. But, and then also he loved what you did. Did you do 2 Christmas trees this past year?
No.
Were you thinking about doing a special tree?
No.
Or
we haven't
something?
Had Christmas since we lost Matthew. So
okay.
Maybe,
well,
yeah.
please, yeah. Because he's saying he wants that tree. He always enjoyed.
That is significant.
Okay, now, also, all those ornaments, all those things from school, all those things that he made, he goes, please, even put them up this weekend. That's what he wants to hear. Do you understand?
Well, I just want you to know, because I'm validating what's coming through, okay?
Okay.
The tree and our family was significant, especially my connection with my son and that Christmas tree. And that's
yes, and he says,
Christmas
please,
tree.
Mom, it doesn't have to be December, do it now. I'll be right there with you. And also, he sings a song to me, and I think it's called I Come to You with Open Arms. Do you love Steven Tyler music?
Or I don't know Steven Tyler. No,
well, the old classic sorry. Rock, somebody, your husband. But he's like,
okay.
stop dismissing me. It is me.
And,
okay.
you, if I can just add something, it's so easy for us to think that it's our imagination, you know,
mm-hmm.
when we have little signs. Because,
mm-hmm.
remember, they are very subtle. It can be very simple, like Renata said. It's not a big, giant sign. You know, they're not waving banners in front of us. But just simple things. And also, it actually helps not to try so hard. Sometimes to just kind of be in the stillness of the moment, just allow your mind to just drift and just hold him and his energy in your heart. Don't think too much. In other words, just use your feeling mind and just kind of be with that. And you might be really surprised at what you're able to feel because it's not a thinking process.
Mm.
This
it's
is
so
I ask
yeah.
him a specific sign that I think is a sign. Well, can I ask a question about a sign?
Yes, very quickly because we're going to go
okay.
to another
very
caller.
Okay, are pennies a sign?
Absolutely, they're pennies from heaven.
I know
so
pennies
really
are
quickly.
Signs, for my son, are pennies a sign, Matthew?
Yeah, I think you're getting, because I'm getting the same thing, Renata, is
yes.
that you're actually getting more than one sign from
yes.
him.
Okay.
And so he, you know, he's trying very, very hard.
Okay.
To
and
to
really,
your
really
attention.
Quickly before we have to take another caller, Do you have anything above your visor in your car?
No.
Okay. Do you drive with sunglasses or, like, you can't have the sun in your eyes? Because he keeps showing me you messing around with that visor, the sun thing.
Maybe. He could be thinking my visor when I golf and the sunglasses get in the
Okay, because he's talking about your visor and the sun and messing with it. He's like, he's trying to flip it. He's like, trying to get your attention.
Okay.
Okay.
Just be open. He's with you.
Yes.
Put
stay
up that tree.
I love you, Matthew, and thank you, ladies, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling
wonderful.
In, Cindy.
Okay.
We're
going
to go really quickly to one more caller, and then we've got to take a quick break. So let's go now to Kathy in New York. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes. Hi.
Hi there.
Hello?
How are
Hello,
you?
Kathy.
Welcome to the show.
Good. Thank you.
So would you like to
have
a mini
reading if I...
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Please.
A mini reading with Kathy. I don't know why I'm having trouble. Everybody sounds so far away.
The volume is a little bit low on the caller, so
it's
a little bit hard to hear.
Okay. Okay, Kathy, is your name Catherine?
No.
Or do you go, do you know anybody named Kate? Not you, but somebody else who goes by the name Kate?
No, I don't think so.
Or Katie, because I'm picking that up around you. And you, and so, are you? Is your name given after a family name? I'm getting an older woman right now, is why, and she keeps talking about the name. That's all I'm getting at the moment.
Like a namesake, you mean?
Yeah, like a namesake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that not a family name?
My first name, Kathy. You mean is that a family name?
Yes.
I wasn't named after anybody, if that's what you mean. Not my first name, anyway.
Okay.
My middle name, I was named after somebody.
Okay, because I keep getting a female coming in. She's saying, like, I feel like she's making me feel like she's your namesake. Do you have a grandmother that's crossed over?
Yes.
A female?
That's
okay.
What I meant. My middle name.
Well, thank you. She's saying, my namesake. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. She's very feisty. The woman loved to cook. People love her food and still talk about her food. Do you understand?
Yes.
And I have to say coffee, not coffee. I would say it coffee, but she's saying coffee. Do you drink a lot of coffee?
Do I? No.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
No,
did
I
she?
Because
she's very funny. And is
definitely
your mom still...
a Northeast accent, Renata. That's a Northeast accent.
Okay. But she's very funny. She's very kind of a little pushy, too. But is your mother still here? She's still physically here?
My mom, no.
Okay. Because I have the second one coming in. It's like two peas in a pod. And it's like, oh, my gosh, these two would be hysterical together. So I'm picking up a grandmother and a mother. Is there a significance to the month of September in your family? The ninth month?
Yes, I guess so.
Okay.
Yes.
But they're just coming in and laughing because it's important that you know they're together. And do you know the name Joe or Joseph in your family?
Joe or Joseph.
Joseph, that would be connected because I feel like there's a grandfather there too.
Yeah, his name wasn't Joseph. I had an uncle named Joseph.
And he's crossed? Okay. I'm picking that up around you as well. But your mom and your grandmother are very much with you. And do you play an instrument by any chance, a musical instrument? Or did they? Did somebody? What is it about the piano? I'm supposed to talk about you and a piano.
Well, we had a piano that nobody played.
Okay. I have to acknowledge that for you. They're very funny.
And
I love
my grandmother got the piano.
Yeah, okay, because I have to acknowledge that. Go ahead, Doreen, because they're cracking up.
The piano is significant because you know what? When you said a piano, you heard piano or you heard music. I heard a player piano, almost like the music was just kind of playing out.
That's what they're saying. They should have gotten because these two were very funny, but nobody played the piano. They dusted it, they took care of it, but nobody played.
That's
well,
right.
Kathy, please know that your loved ones are around you. They're with you. I actually get a sense that you have quite a few people on the other side. There's a lot of people there for you because as when Renata was connecting with your elders, your mother and your grandmother, I almost felt like they had a party going on there and there was so many people with them. So I don't know if you had like a larger family maybe at the level of your grandmother, but quite a few people there. Yeah.
It's all about the food and family with your family.
Yes. Well,
that
I thank
about
you.
Right, yes.
I thank you so much for calling in. Be well, Kathy. I hope that this little mini reading helped. We're going to take actually a very, very quick break. For those of you who are on your computer while you're listening to the show, you might want to check out Renata's website while we go to break. It's renatasantarelliweb.com. So stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back to you.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The sign registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Renata Santarelli, but before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Well, here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. And there's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop at Amazon? Not a problem. There's another way you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are all places that you are already shopping in. How many of these do you recognize? L.L. Bean, Red Envelope, 1-800-Flowers, Adidas, Adobe, Apple Store, Big Dogs, Bloomingdale's, Best Western, Cheap Tickets, Drugstore.com, DSW, Expedia, Fandango, FTD, Gap, Hanes, Home Depot, J. Crew, J. Jill, Lego, Lord & Taylor, Marriott, Mattel, Nike, Nordstrom, Old Navy, Petco, Priceline, QuickBooks, QVC, Radio Shack, Sirius Radio, Snapfish, Sony, The Body Shop, Travelocity, TurboTax, Urban Outfitters, Vera Bradley, Victoria's Secret, Vistaprint, Weight Watchers, Yoga Accessories, and Zales. Oh, and one last thing. You will need a credit card to shop online. So if you don't already have one, or if you need another one, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and apply for the Visa credit card. Visa will also make a donation for each card that's taken out, and every time the card is used, a portion of that charge is donated back to Forever Family Foundation. So please, please take a few minutes when you shop to show us that you care. Okay. That was a long list.
Yeah.
So we're going to get back to our guest. Renata's with us tonight. Let's get back to our phone lines. We have time for a couple of more calls. Let's go to Glenda in New York. Are you with us, Glenda?
I am.
There you are. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Would you like to have a connection to spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I would really like a connection.
Okay.
Okay. Again, I don't know if you can turn up her volume or my volume. I can barely hear you, Glenda.
Yeah, if you
welcome.
Could speak up just a little bit louder, Glenda, that would be a tremendous help.
Could you hear me better now?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Much better.
See, the way we connect is through your voice, and that enables us to make that connection to just you and then anybody that's around for you. Well, thank you for calling in, and I keep picking up the name Steve or Steven. I don't know if this is for you or another caller. Do you recognize that name?
No.
No. Okay. Would you have a male that's crossed over recently in 2013?
No.
Okay. Okay. I keep getting, was 2013 a difficult year for you?
Not really, no. No more than the rest of them.
Yeah, aren't we all saying that? I don't know why. I keep picking up a mail around you. I keep picking up 2013. I don't know what that's about. I have to go with what I'm picking up. But also, if I go to 2011, from 2011 to 2013, do you have any connection to 9/11 at all?
Just being a native New Yorker.
Just being a native New Yorker. Do you have anyone in your family or know any friends, anyone that's a firefighter? Okay, because I am seeing in uniform, because I am seeing New York, and I'm seeing 9/11, and I'm seeing uniform. And would you have had anybody cross over that was a policeman or that was in uniform that would be a male?
No.
Okay, I'm not making the connection.
I know somebody who knows somebody who I'm close to, but we have never met.
Okay, there we go. So you have a friend or somebody, because I am keep picking up this man in uniform, and I'm seeing, okay, so sometimes that's how it works. It might be somebody for you, but they take this opportunity to connect with somebody else. Again, remember that name, Stephen, and then remember the name Michael for me as well, and maybe you're supposed to pass on a message to them. And
okay.
This may sound really strange, but I all the time, sometimes I will get animals. Have you recently lost an animal?
Yes.
A dog?
Not recently, but yes, a dog. Yes, we
okay,
did.
Okay, I'm picking up a dog for you, not a person at this time, except for the male. There is a dog that's coming in very strongly around you. Also, a female is coming in very strongly around you. I feel the dog was with you for a long time.
No.
Okay.
Unless it was a pet from long ago, but no.
Okay. Would you have had a dog for a long time ago, that you would have had to make the choice to put down?
Yes.
Okay, that's the dog I'm picking up on. And I feel it's a male, and he was saying, thank you for doing that for me. Because I feel he had a lot of health issues and had a lot of issues with his hips and his legs. Do you understand that?
That could be the one that we didn't have a long time.
Okay.
It was a male, and he was older, and...
Okay, well, then I'm picking up both of them. I don't know how this works. Okay, so both those animals are together along with this person in uniform. Doreen, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. When you said you got the name Stephen, keep in mind, Glenda, that there could be a connection to a last name like Stevens or Stevenson also. And the other thing is, I was picking up very strongly that you are meant to be a messenger, obviously, in this, because that first connection Renata was getting wasn't directly for you. But I was getting actually connections to Long Island. So I'm not sure where you're calling us from or if you actually have connections somewhere in Long Island. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's where you're going to find the connection to the male who passes in 9/11, who wore a uniform, and there's a connection in that family somewhere to a Stephen or Steve or a last name that sounds like that. So we'll just kind of leave that with you to think about and just kind of keep your ears open with that, because you're meant to bring this as a message to someone else. Okay?
Okay.
I also get a female for you in spirit. And I feel like this is somewhere, I don't know if it's a whole generation above you, but I feel like it's older, a little bit older energy for you. And I feel like that was fairly recent, within the last maybe 3 to 5 years, there was a passing with a female. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a lot of people there. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of energy there. And I feel as though I think this is probably what you were picking up too, Renata. They're like vying for our attention.
Yes, they are. They're all like fighting for it.
Yeah, they're kind of like elbowing the others out of the way. And then, of course, the one comes through with the message that's not directly connected to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also being shown that you must either have a tremendous interest in intuitive studies or psychic things or something, because they're showing me all the symbols for that, especially the female. On the other side,
okay.
And I feel as though you either dabble in this stuff or maybe you're very intuitive yourself. I would not be surprised at all if you have the ability to connect with spirit by yourself. So have you had those moments, like where you actually sense them around you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
They're validating that. I mean, I think you actually have some, you know, maybe undeveloped abilities where you could even bring it in maybe just a little bit stronger. Please, please know that's not your imagination when that happens. I try to tell that to as many people as I can, because it's so common for all of us to think that, especially when we first start getting, you know, little bits and pieces of input that are coming in, you know, from the other side. There's also an M-A-R name around you. I don't know if it's Mary or Margaret or where it is, or Marianne or something like that, but there's an M-A-R name that they're telling me to acknowledge, so I don't know if the connection to that name is for you or for your loved one. Or maybe it's for both of you. Do you understand an MAR connected to you?
I have a couple of them, some here and some that have crossed.
Okay. Okay, so just so you understand the connection, I thank you so much for calling in. These are just little tiny mini readings. I know they're just to whet your appetite here a little bit, but we have so many people on the line. I'm going to try to get in at least one more caller if I can. Glenda, thank you so much for calling in, though, tonight, okay?
Thank you, ladies. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You are very, very welcome. So let's try to squeeze in one more. We have Rebecca on the phone calling in from Ohio. Are you with us, Rebecca?
I am.
Hi.
Hello, Rebecca.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Would you like a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
A mini reading.
Okay.
Mini reading. Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Doreen. I'm connecting in.
Okay.
You're connecting.
Yep. You know, the first thing that I'm getting for you, I don't know where the connection to you, or maybe this is you, is there a caregiver or somebody that works in a health-related field? Like, I'm seeing someone who wears white or wears the lab coat. That's my symbol for someone who works in a health-related type of career. Do you understand that? Is this
an
environment?
Well, I work as a...
What's your job?
I was a surgery technician for a veterinarian.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Okay.
Animals. Because
okay.
All around here
because,
I'm getting animals.
Because what they were showing me first was, talk about the health-related, like work, or the health-related, because I'm seeing the wearing the white, and my symbol for that is to wear a white lab coat. Renata, are you getting animals around her?
Absolutely. That's all I'm getting around her. That's why I said I asked you to go ahead, because it's like, okay, I do get animals now and then. And
okay.
I'm getting emotional because, Rebecca, you were a veterinarian tech?
Yes.
Like a technician.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever want to be a veterinarian? Are you still working with animals?
I have animals of my own, and I at one point had wanted to be a veterinarian, but never moved in that direction.
Never moved in that direction. So you are, you know, as the other caller we were speaking with, you know, you're very intuitive, and yours is all, you have so much animal energy around you, and what wonderful energy to have. And I feel you're very in tune with animals, because there's so many, and it's amazing to me. Did you ever have a dog named Roxy or Rocky? Does that connect with
you? No, my husband had one.
Okay, and that dog has passed? Because that's what I keep getting around you very strongly. And it's like, okay, I have to acknowledge the animals, too. With you, are you in a crossroads with career? Or are you wanting to do something different, making a change? Or with jobs?
Well, I actually left my career to be able to homeschool my children.
Okay, so you are very much a teacher, and you did that out of necessity. Would you agree if I say to you, I feel you're very, very astutely in tuned to people's needs as well as animals?
Yes.
Okay, and it's wonderful that you're homeschooling. I feel like you had to make that choice, or you felt you needed to as a mother, but I also feel like you're wanting,
yes.
You need to broaden your horizons a little bit. You're missing, in a strange way, you're missing feeling needed or your needs being fulfilled. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You're meeting everybody else's needs with your children and everything and being a mother, but there's a void with you, and you're going to find that void filled somehow with animals.
Yeah, very interesting that we're getting that. I just want to add one thing really quickly. The thing I was getting for you, Rebecca, is that you're a natural healer, and I feel
mm-hmm.
that when you were in that environment of helping animals that were injured or sick, it was almost as if you had the ability to calm them down and just make them feel loved and make them feel comforted in some way. And whether you were trying to do this or not, it's kind of the information that was being shown to me, that you actually had the ability
okay.
to do that. And I feel like that was so incredibly nurturing for you to actually pick
yes,
up
it was.
On that. Yeah. So it's so interesting how sometimes information, not just from our loved ones, comes through, but also about other streams of consciousness, our animal friends. And I think you had that ability, even for the animals that you were just
Absolutely.
Caring for. These weren't just yours, you know, your beloved pets, but other people's. And that's a beautiful gift, by the way, really beautiful gift that you had the ability to do that. And I do feel that when you get back into work again, and maybe you have a little bit more time, you will actually be doing something of another type of healing capacity, maybe emotional healing in some way, you know,
But you just have that natural ability. So just know that that's a gift for you. Okay. Thank you so much for calling
in. And please don't discount that.
Yeah.
Please don't discount that.
We are. Believe it.
Can I ask one quick question?
Actually, we're actually out of time.
Oh.
But I thank you so much for calling in. And I actually want to thank our guest, Renata Santarelli, for joining us this evening. Renata, if our listeners want more information about your work or if they want to schedule a reading, is the website the way to go for you?
Yeah, the website, renatasantarelliweb.com. And I appreciate being on. I enjoyed it. And to everyone calling in, I hope that you and I brought them some peace and some upliftment. So many blessings
to
everyone. Thank you.
We also want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. Mm-hmm. We hope everyone finds their way to healing. Please visit us on the website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org. You can become a member there and sign up for the newsletter. Just a quick mention, our annual grief retreat is set up for the weekend of July 25th through 27th. We are back at a wonderful place, the Guest House in Chester, Connecticut, and we've added an extra day to this event for parents who have lost children, so please don't miss out on this experience. Signs of Life will be back next week with our guest, Becky Hawkins, author of Transitions, A Nurse's Education About Life and Death, and she'll be here with your host next week, Angelina Diana. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. I wish all of you a wonderful evening, many blessings. Always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.